The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to Bob Burney Live. This is a Wednesday edition of LTD Radio, where we listen, think, and discern together. That's why we call it LTD Radio, and I hope you are an LTD, someone who does listen, think, use the brain that God has given you. You don't have to be a great intellect. You don't have to have a super high IQ to think. Anybody can think. And then, probably most importantly, discern from a biblical point of view. That's what this program is all about. That's what we have been doing now for, 21 years on a daily basis, 21 plus years on a daily basis, and about 31 years going back to the days that the program was on Saturday only. So anyway, we have been doing this LTD thing for a long, long time. And I am overjoyed to have the privilege of being your host once again. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, here is some news out of Southwest Ohio. The city of Lebanon became the first city in the state of Ohio to declare themselves a sanctuary city for the unborn. Yep, sanctuary city for the unborn. The city council of Lebanon voted unanimously last night. Now, that took me by surprise because I knew one council member was opposed to the ordinance to make abortion illegal within the city of Lebanon. Well, that city council member resigned before the meeting. Yeah. Rather than going on record in opposition and speaking their piece, they quit. So anyway, with the resignation of the one member that was opposed, it was a unanimous vote to approve the ordinance. Now, it's important to note, Lebanon does not have an abortion facility within their city limits. This is a preemptive measure, and it is also a statement that Lebanon, Ohio, is unapologetic about being a pro-life city. Quote, the ordinance was sponsored by 6 of the 7 members of the city council. The only council member opposing the measure was Krista Wyatt, who resigned in protest before the meeting. Let's see. Mayor Amy Brewer of Lebanon was very strong in her support. She said, quote, we are clearly saying in our community, we do not think it is in our best interest to open a clinic or a hospital that does abortions. We are elected to make decisions based on what's good for our community today. The one opposing council member who resigned in protest said, I am heartbroken to not fulfill my term, and I know many people will be disappointed with this, but as a respectable, decent human being, I can no longer allow my name to be associated with the Lebanon City Council. So what's the implication? The other 6 city council members are not respectable, decent human beings. So it's a very simple ordinance. It just basically says there will be no abortions within the city of Lebanon, makes it illegal to provide an abortion, aid an abortion, provide money or transportation for an abortion, and provide instructions for an abortion within the city limits of Lebanon. There are exceptions, the life of the mother being the primary one. Lebanon boasts about 20,000 in population, and they are now the first city in Ohio to declare themselves as a sanctuary city for the unborn. This movement is moving across America. It started in Texas. If I remember correctly, there are 11 or 12 cities in the state of Texas that have declared themselves as sanctuary cities for the unborn. The city of Lubbock became the largest city in Texas and the largest city in America to become a sanctuary city for the unborn. So the movement is growing, and we can be thankful that it is. Here is an update out of Chicago. You may remember, I've not talked to you about this for quite some time because I didn't see any news. But almost a year ago, the Elam Romanian Pentecostal Church and a Baptist organization, Logos Baptist Ministries, the city of Chicago ordered the Elam Romanian Pentecostal Church and Logos Baptist Ministries to shut down. Because of the COVID, the city of Chicago said you cannot have more than 10 people in your church service. Well, what if the auditorium seats 400 and we can socially distance? Doesn't make any difference. 10 people. What if the auditorium is 3,000 people and we can social distance? Doesn't make any difference. 10 people. Well, the Elam Romanian Pentecostal Church knows a little bit about persecution from what happened in Romania under Ceausescu and even before that. And the Elam Romanian Pentecostal Church and Logos Baptist Ministries told the city of Chicago, no, we're going to obey God. We're not going to obey government. We believe that we have a constitutional right and a biblical obligation to meet together. So the city of Chicago charged them officially with, quote, disorderly conduct and mob action. No, I'm not making this up. City of Chicago, which has one of the world's worst murder problems, is shutting down churches because of the whole COVID thing, and they charge them with disorderly conduct and mob action. Well, here's an update. Finally, After a full year of threatening, the city of Chicago has dropped all charges. Yep, they have dropped all charges. They were represented by Liberty Counsel, and Liberty Counsel's chairman, Matt Staver, said, quote, "After 52 Sundays, the city of Chicago has finally dropped these outrageous disorderly conduct and mob action charges against Romanian pastors for simply having more than 10 people in their church services. The pastors and the Romanian churches understand communism, and they are resolved to continue to fight for religious people." Now, charges have been dropped, but as far as these two churches are concerned, it ain't over. They are suing the city of Chicago. Good for them. I have a feeling they will have a very good chance of winning. But at least there is a victory in that all of the charges have been dropped. But these two churches are not dropping the issue. And good for them. All right, we'll be back.
Bob Burney Live, looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, good news in Alabama. Governor Kay Ivey has signed a bill to stop infanticide. It is another Born Alive Infants Protection Act. It is House Bill 237, passed by a very strong majority. The House of Representatives, it passed 76-12. And the Senate passed with almost an equal majority. And basically it says, if an infant is born alive after an attempted abortion, the doctor, quote, shall exercise the same degree of professional skill, care, and diligence to preserve the life and health of the child as a reasonably diligent and conscientious physician would render to any other child born alive and any other location in this state at the same gestational age. Now, the opponents are saying, you don't need this. Babies aren't born alive in a botched abortion. Yes, they are. Does it happen every day? No. But when it does happen, at least in Alabama, the baby that is born alive after an attempted abortion must receive proper medical care. If you remember, Governor Northam in Virginia, a physician himself, was asked the question about a similar type of legislation in Virginia. He said, we don't need it. And he was asked, well, you're a doctor. If a baby did survive a botched abortion and was born alive, what should be done? And Governor Northam said, well, just make the baby comfortable. And then he didn't use these words, but the implication was, just let it die. Just make the baby comfortable. But Governor, the baby is alive. Well, I know, but the parents wanted it to be killed, so we don't want to disappoint the mother. She wanted the baby dead. Okay, but the baby's not dead. Well, I know, but the mother wanted the baby dead. So, well, you know, we gotta take into consideration the. Oh my goodness! Anyway, Alabama has signed into law a bill that will stop infanticide. infanticide, pardon me. And then in Oklahoma, two pro-life bills have been passed in Oklahoma. And by the way, it's very easy to get discouraged when we see what's happening in our government today. We have a presidential administration that is more pro-abortion than any presidential administration in American history. We have liberal Democrats who can't kill enough babies. I know that sounds harsh, but it's true. It's very easy to become discouraged. However, there is a large number. I was trying to think of the proper word because I don't want to exaggerate. But there is a large number of bills, pieces of legislation all across America that are pro-life. The pro-life movement is not dead at all. These two pieces of legislation passed in Oklahoma, both surround the abortion-inducing drug. One is called the Abortion-Inducing Drug Certification Program Act. The measure will place safeguards on dangerous chemical abortion drugs and will establish a state certification system for chemical abortion drugs to be overseen by the state's Board of Pharmacy. Now, remember, these abortion drugs take the life of an unborn baby, and yet most states do not even require certification to administer it. In Oklahoma, that will be changed. So both of these new laws in Oklahoma deal with chemical abortion, makes it much more difficult to abort a baby through chemical means. Good for Oklahoma. Good for Alabama. Good for all of the state legislatures that are standing for life. All right. No, I don't have time to get into that before the break. So let me just mention this going into the top of the hour break. Joy and I will be at the Bridge Church in Lancaster again this Sunday. We were there last Sunday. We will be there this Sunday on 5th Avenue in Lancaster. Morning service is at 10 a.m. We had listeners there last week, and it was a delight to meet them. I hope we will again this week. Again, that's just a note. Joy and I will be at the Bridge Church Ministries in Lancaster this coming Sunday morning, 10 a.m.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.